You're listening to the Frontline Podcast with Matthew Elder, Matt Burt, and Conley Billingsley.
And I was like, man, I'm nervous. Not. And I'd like screamed at him in their face, and I go, let's go.
Now, let's get to the show to find out what's happening this week with the Bryant Hornet offensive line.
Yo, what is up, everybody? Welcome back to the eighth ever pod. Today, we are back, and we're booming because, as you guys can tell, we kicked some wampus butt on Friday.
That's we did.
Yep, we got our special guest Carter.
Went buck hunting, and we got us a big
back,
one.
Baby.
Yep.
Say what's up.
What's up? What's up?
Carter's back on a pod. I mean, guys, I was nervous. I mean, you know, that you always good nerves are always a good thing to have before a game, but I'm telling you, I was nervous the whole entire month in preparation for this game. You know, because you don't like to talk about it a lot, but you know, we have to win this game.
Oh, yeah.
Because, if we lose, we would never hear the end of it. Mm. He left us, and then he beat us. That was just – that would suck. That would really suck. So that's all was in the back of my head until it got in the front of my head going into the week of the game. You know, we played our hearts out, got hit in the mouth the first quarter. Yep. Really sucked. But we had a lot of offensive, a lot of good stuff. They weren't stopping it. Okay. So on offense, but then we threw a pick.
Terry O'Terry says,
and then we
couldn't stop it.
Then we just couldn't. then we just couldn't throw the ball the first quarter really.
Yeah.
And then everything started clicking. You know, I mean, we scored 52 points. We ran the ball all over them, passed the ball all over them. You know, I mean, it was just a really good win overall. We need to talk about our mindset going into the week. You know, it's the same mindset, same mentality.
Different focus
every week. Let's talk about that focus going into this week. Bert, you know, how are you feeling Monday all the way up to Friday?
Monday through Friday, I was focused on one thing, winning.
Winning. I love it.
I was making sure I was focused and getting my mind ready just kind of for war, really.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for war. Is that it? Just focused?
Just focused, yeah.
I mean, I'd say for myself, I mean, just a lot of less talking and just kind of just playing football because we knew we had to have a lot of good practices going into the week.
Yeah.
I know Tuesday we got killed by the defense, and then Wednesday we killed the defense.
Yeah.
And then Thursday it was pretty even. Well,
some highs and lows.
A lot of highs and lows in
that's
practice.
And that's how the game was, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, and we had great practices that built up to that week. So without those practices, we probably wouldn't have won the game. So
that's right.
You know. Conley, you? I don't know.
I guess I'll talk about pregame a little, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I slept.
Slept.
I took about a 30-minute nap in the field house.
When we got in there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
I saw you snoring.
And then, I mean, I don't know. It was something about just sitting. I was like, it's here. But I was just tired. I don't know why.
Yeah, I remember Conley was telling me the whole week. He was like, dude, we're playing the Conway Wampus. We're playing Buck
yeah,
James.
And we're sitting in a through our what do they even call it? Walkthrough. Whatever. Sure. Matthew's like, dude, you don't need to make this a bigger game than what it is. And I'm like, I'm not. I'm just kind of chilling. But
he's excited.
I think chilling was my way of coping with how big of a game it was.
Yeah. Mine was just having fun.
Yeah.
Well, you know how good it felt just to step out there and everybody boo you?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that just feels good. I love when people hate, hate on people. It's always a good feeling to get hated.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
So, you know, going out there. Obviously, I'm first wave. That's the first group that warms up. We get out there, and everybody's there. I mean, already. Yeah. You know, usually when you start warming up for a game, the stands barely are even filled.
Yeah, student sections are both full.
Yeah, everything was full. Everybody was filled up. And I walk out, and I remember what I said. I was like, there was a bunch of Wampus Cat, parents or something, media.
All that
Wampus Cat media stuff over there on the side when we were walking out. And I was like, man, I'm nervous. Not. And I'd screamed at him in their face, and I go, "Let's go!" And I was so hyped and so ready to go. And I mean, it was just having a good time, you know. I mean, it's just we got out there and we had fun playing football, and we won the game. You know, you win games when you have fun playing.
I mean, he's ready for a game right now.
I am. I'm yelling right now. I mean, it was such a good experience to just beat Buck James, and really just that team, man. I mean, Carter, going into the game, you know. Carter, by the way, guys, I don't know if you're living under a rock or you didn't watch the game.
You don't know who Carter Ratliff is.
This man right here had 11 catches, 225 yards, and 3 touchdowns.
Yes, sir.
I mean, he's just a freaking beast. I mean, going into the week, what did you do to prepare for this massacre you put on Conway's defense?
Man, I didn't do anything different. It's just, okay, you know, I went into the week just, you know, I knew it was a big game, but just don't treat it any different. It's just.
What, you going to bring up the trash can or no?
Oh, man.
Oh,
so,
that's,
you know,
that's become a pregame ritual. Last two games
became a pregame ritual. Yeah, I would say. Especially in that Conway game. I knew it was going to happen.
Two games.
You going to let him know what you're doing in the trash can?
I think Matt's.
Two games, Carter has thrown up viciously in the trash can. I mean, this one was definitely worse than the North Little Rock one.
North Little Rock was out on the field.
Yeah, we were on the field on the sideline after we ran out and it was about to kick off. And he goes, "Hey, cover me up. I got to throw up real quick." I go, "God, really?" And then he throws up and then. This one was earlier. It was like before
we
started getting dressed.
We walked out.
Yeah, and Buddy just starts going at it, you know.
And I was pumped after. I was getting.
Oh yeah, nothing like.
Threw up, got pumped. I mean, I might just start doing the playoffs now. You know, it gets me pumped.
Kind of
up for the game.
Kind of reminds me of that Tennessee O-lineman that threw up and just smiled.
Yeah,
just started nodding
his head.
Yeah. Oh, I want to do that. That'd be cool. Imagine throwing up. I don't really throw up though. I mean, I just don't throw up like during workouts or football and stuff.
I don't either.
I just throw up when I eat something bad. Like, I don't think I've thrown up in a workout in a while.
Really?
Or just football. I don't think I ever have until, like sixth grade, maybe.
I got to. I'm throwing up all the nervousness.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
I would agree with you, Matt. I haven't thrown up in a while either.
Yeah, I mean, I know something we're fat and we get tired and stuff, but I don't think I've ever thrown up during a workout or during a practice or doing anything. I've come close, probably, but I've never thrown up.
You just can't get up on your slammers.
Yeah, true. I mean... So, Dub Friday, any memories, anything funny? I know we started laying the wood down on them, dude. Like, we were just killing them up front.
That wood.
I think my favorite memory was right when we scored before the half, when we had that pop pass to me.
Yes, the pop
pass. So, as soon as I score, I see the first camera. And I throw up a two because that was my second touchdown. Later, I find out that was Channel 7 News.
That was Channel 7 News. That was a good decision.
It was great.
Way to find that
camera.
Yeah, that's
good. There you go, Carter.
I mean, you know, we're not the star players or anything, so we don't really experience that. But, I mean, we put it up for our guys. You know, we put on for the city, put on for the guys, and let our guys score.
That's right. I guess my favorite memory would be first or second drive, my first time I'm about to pull, and then they shift, or Matt was going to pull, and then they shift, and I had to pull, and I false started bad. Ooh. And it was like,
it wasn't that bad. It was like you were ready to pull, and you were ready to get out there, and you started going.
And so long story short, first false start of the year, you know, not a good place to have it.
Wow.
How many penalties
do you have this year?
I don't know.
You have like three. I think because you got one on the north side, even though
it was not on me.
But yes, it was.
No, it
on
wasn't.
You, but it didn't.
No, it wasn't.
Penalty. That definitely counted.
No, it wasn't.
I've had one.
And then besides that, I haven't had any holdings or anything else. I think just that one.
I've had a hold.
I think it's just one actually.
Merch had a hold.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, besides that, though,
Garner's had a hold.
Terrible.
Yeah, apparently.
Garner tackled the crap out of this kid. Yeah. I wish we could pull up the clip and show you guys.
But I guess besides that false start, I couldn't. I mean, I don't know where I'm going with this. Hold up.
I don't know where you're going with it either, but we're going to keep this in to show how much of an idiot you are.
Okay.
Anyway, Conley's penalties is just killing our offense. Matthew had zero penalties this game. Once again, only one all year was against Christian Brothers, was blocking the back on a screenplay.
Matthew's an actual idiot. He snaps and fracks. And
not
ha-
true.
He, is
have
the, he has the most penalties out of any Bryant O-lineman ever in the history of linemen. And
definitely not true. I maybe have like 12 penalties.
No, that's definitely true.
In 3 years?
That's crazy.
In 3 years?
I mean, he's let
I had nine snap
and then
last
his
year.
claim to fame is he has zero sacks, but then –
I definitely have a couple sacks given up in the lifetime. I was watching the Conway game. By the way, the last year's Conway game, the playoff one, was my worst game ever because
that was a weird game.
That was right after I like hurt my leg and like I was just harboring my leg the entire game and I was just scared that I was going to get hurt again. It didn't hurt, but I was just scared I was going to get hurt again.
Do you harbor your leg this year too whenever you're hopping around a pass pro?
Shut up. All right. Anyway, you know, that was a bad game and I technically let up two sacks on that game. It was an RPO and he probably should have thrown it a little sooner, but, you know, like, what can you do?
Well, guess how many sacks we let up against the Wampus Cats this year?
Zero.
That O-line was dominant.
Oh, God, dude. We killed them. I mean. I could just imagine their flex run yesterday. I mean,
oh god,
awful.
Man, I mean, they
old buck got him.
I texted a couple 212 of their
slammers. That's what I said earlier.
I texted a couple of their players and I asked them about it. I said, "Bro, how was the flex run?" And they just both left me on scene. They saw the message and they just didn't reply. So. I mean, all fun and games, man. You know, you got. I'm a troll. You got to like to have fun when you're playing, and you got to have a good attitude.
There you go.
And be a bully on the field.
Oh yeah.
That's how we feel. And you know, I mean, this is a really positive pod because we beat the Conway Wampus Cats.
That's right.
I mean, that's just it's just a great feeling. It's
what is a Wampus Cat?
Exactly.
I mean, you know, Coach B, the way he put it all week is it's like a father figure that left you and went on to a new family, and now he's feeding them, and he left you in the dust, and he ain't feeding you no more.
That's all right, because Stepdaddy Quad filled in.
Stepdaddy Quad Step came in, and, and we – the stepdaddy beat the OG daddy, so I mean, there's just a lot to say about this game. I mean, even like the media, I mean, it just built it up like it was the biggest game in Arkansas history
ever.
It was up ever, there, I'd yeah. say. I mean, yeah. Where do you guys think it ranks in like top Arkansas games ever?
Well, I don't know.
It's gotta be one.
It's gotta be up. It's gotta be probably
top five.
I heard we
broke the Conway record. For attendance, obviously.
Yeah, there was 7,000.
It was even 8,588.
Like, yeah, 7,580.
Wow, Bert, good math.
We've played them bigger. Like, that's nothing to us.
That's nothing to us because we played big. And we thought that was going to really factor into Conway. You know, they were going to get nervous because there was a lot of people there. And it did. I think it showed because, like, when our crowd was louder than their crowd, we were doing great. Obviously,
number one student section.
But, like, I mean, just, like, playing in the Salt Bowl, like, Salt Bowl is definitely bigger than every single year.
38,000 people, maybe.
Yeah.
That was, like, the most it's ever been, I think.
Yeah, I guess so.
But usually average, like, 30.
I remember.
What was it this year, like, 25, 30?
That's still I don't crazy.
Know. That's still a lot of people compared to 7,000. I think it was just because we were in a closer space.
They don't have big stands.
Well, and, like, Salt Bowl is week zero, so, like, we're one of the only guys playing on a Saturday also. Mm. So, like, we're one of the only games in the state.
Yeah, those are obviously big games. But, yeah, I mean, it's just the headline, you know. One coach leaves a 7A program for another 7A program. That's our rival. And it's not like Conway's been a bad team and he just magically got them good again. I mean, they've been a second, third seed team like 3 years in a row. And, I mean, he just made them that second seed this year again, thanks to us knocking them down. I know statistically they have the best offense and the best defense in the state. But going into the game, that did not seem like the best defense in the state.
No.
I still stand by it. I think our defense is the best defense in the state. You know, I mean, we got a lot of size. I mean, we've gotten better. But, like, you got to stand by it. Last year, we were the best defense in the state. We're going to stay strong. I don't even know why y'all are disagreeing with me. I mean,
we're all laughing around around the table.
We did let 33 points up against Southwest.
And what did Coach Quick say yesterday?
But I think we're still – I mean, we're better than Conway's defense. It's easy.
I mean –
If y'all don't think Conway's defense was easier to go against than it is in practice every day, then
I agree with that. But that's also because of the game plan we played against.
We had a
– It's always easier in games than on practice. But, I mean – our defense is the best in the state? Definitely
it's
not.
It's got to be one of them. No. I mean, it's got to be up
there. There is 0% chance.
Give me another team that has better defense than ours.
Parkview.
Parkview, 7A. Definitely.
We're in 7A.
Okay, 7A. Cabot was probably better.
No.
Defense line up front?
That's crazy to say.
And they have some decent line. I mean.
No.
Equally comparable.
Just because you gave up a sack doesn't mean they're the best defense in the state.
Just because you let up a sack, too.
I did not let up a
sack. I saved you.
Shut up.
It was 80 protection.
I stepped on Tate's foot, and I tripped.
Oh, my gosh. No, you didn't. You're talking about a different play.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I am not.
You definitely let up a sack against the same kid, too.
Mm. Nope.
You got swam. Yes, you did.
Nope. You're lying. But anyway, I definitely think our team in the 7A is definitely one of the best defenses. I mean, Fayetteville's defense isn't bad. They're just not very good at all, but they're not bad.
None of the West defenses are any that good.
Yeah. No.
What's your prediction for state? Who do you think we're playing?
In state, you know, I mean, if we come out, we kill Rogers.
Or Northwood Rock.
It won't be Northwood Rock. We'll play Rogers 100%.
All right, we'll be talking about this next week.
You know, we'll hopefully be playing Rogers. And because I kind of want to play Rogers. I don't want to play Northwood Rock again. I want to play Rogers.
Yeah. I mean, I could be out by halftime again.
Then, then probably have to play Bentonville.
Yeah.
In the second round at home.
I don't know. Cabot's always good, sneaky, hard-nosed team. You never
true.
Know.
True. That is true.
Arizona's in the playoffs.
So, I didn't. Bentonville. But Cabot, yeah, Bentonville and Cabot played last year, and the winner of that went state against us.
Yeah.
I remember that, and Cabot lost to them. So.
West is playing Cabot, and that could – I mean, West probably won't beat Bentonville, but West could beat Cabot. I don't know. Yeah. West's offense pretty good.
Yeah.
But you never know.
Bentonville already beat Bentonville West in the regular season.
Yeah, they did. They did. Their last game, that was week 10. They played last week.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, these playoffs, you know, the mentality, survive in advance. I
not survive, dominate.
No,
advance.
That's what it's been the past 3 years. Is you survive the game and you advance. It's always what it's been. It sounds kind of weak mentality ish, but you survive and you move on. You know, I mean the playoffs.
That's my mentality in practice every day.
Survive.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
No, but yeah, I mean, you know, you still gotta freaking have a great mentality, great focus. I mean, because this could be our last ride.
That's right.
Me and Conley, this could be our last playoff game if we don't
come
ready to play.
Two more guaranteed weeks of practice.
One more guaranteed game. This bye week and a game, you know, I mean, as Coach Lynch said, we only are guaranteed one more Monday. And hopefully that doesn't happen. Hopefully we go out and kill Rodgers or North Little Rock. I know I'll be watching the game probably Friday. I mean, it'll be at Rodgers, won't it? Because Rodgers.
Let's pop out.
No, I'm not going to Rob. I'm saying watch it on the TV.
Road trip. I'm down.
But, yeah, I mean, got a lot of free time on our hands. What does Coach Clancy say? We got a lot of free time on our hands, but can't be being an
don't
idiot.
Be stupid.
Don't be stupid. You got all this free time on
remember,
your hands. Don't be stupid.
You got all the time in the world to be stupid.
Yep.
You only got 4 more weeks to play football.
Yep. There you go. I mean, that's about how it goes. I know Carter has his troubles with Coach Clancy. Coach Clancy loves messing with Carter because he's so easy to get to. I mean, we call him Asher. Shout out my boy Asher. He's on the team. He's a sophomore, and he doesn't look like Carter, but he's built just like Carter.
Just a tall, skinny receiver.
He's like, how tall is Asher? 6'4", 6'5"?
Yeah.
And he's like, he's built the same as Carter, and they both play the same position, so he calls him Asher Ratliff. And yeah, Carter gets really mad about that. And then I know probably the funniest thing from any game that we've played is definitely Coach or Carter's impression of Coach Clancy. Where, you know, because, you know, when we get off the field, we go sit on the sideline and we watch like our previous drive on the iPad. And then it's always, you know, the skill guys and the linemen are split. So like Coach Clancy leans back in his chair and goes, "What is it? You do it, man. You're good at it."
He sits back and goes, "Rat."
Ratliff
leans over to the skill guys.
Pop up. And
Carter's going to come over here, and then he goes, "Man, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Slow down."
It's not a devastating block.
Yeah.
It's just getting his way. Yeah.
And then
I mean,
he just, ooh, on number six.
Yeah.
And then he tackle number six. But, I mean, there's not much more to say about this game. You know, you got to move on, really. I mean, it's hard to move on, though. I feel like I love living in the Conway era.
I love this right now.
Especially last year. It was way more, like, heated. They talk way more crap last year. Oh, my God. Like, we were taking a knee. Most disrespectful thing you can do in a game is take a knee and talk crap while you're taking a knee. So that's what we were doing, you know, because we had beaten them. And we were talking crap while we were taking a knee, and they were like, "Man, y'all suck." And I go, "Well, I mean, how do we suck if that's the score on the board right there? You guys are."
Let them
I
know.
Go, "Well, you guys have fun going home. No more football for you guys." And I mean, it's just It feels great. You know, this year they didn't talk any crap because I don't know why they didn't.
Their D line was just like they didn't say anything to us.
They didn't because it. Well, no, 94 did. He was a little. Oh my God. I mean, he made my helmet come off twice. He was just being, I don't know. I mean, he was just so annoying.
Yeah. And then that number 99, Braxton Nixon. I thought he'd be their most devastating D lineman. He'd be good.
Yeah.
He didn't do anything all night, I'm not going to lie.
You know, we were comparing him. I mean, he's not as good as that Cabot D lineman, DeKalb, but I mean, he's a little like, I mean, I'd say DeKalb's like an 80, 85 overall, and Braxton's maybe like a 76. But after that game, it felt like, you know, he just kind of went at it, and they gave up. We gave him no pressures. I mean, we were killing him up front.
Well, I agree. 700 yards of total offense.
634, I think.
Ooh, domination
yards.
I mean,
630s and
right over here at 275.
Yeah, I mean that's like a 255. Third of it. That's a third of it. 225. That's a third of it, ain't it?
Yeah.
Pretty much. I mean,
feed rat the ball.
And then James had a third of it too. So I mean, that was and then Jordan, I guess, but.
Torrey had
60 yards. He had 59 yards.
He did.
Yeah.
I'm a bit.
Four catches, 59 yards, and a touchdown. So. I mean, yeah, I think the best thing about our offense, though, that we have so many weapons. I mean, we can throw it to Carter on our RPOs. We can throw it to Torrey deep. I mean,
speaking of that, we were watching the Conway broadcast, and they're
God,
like,
talk about these guys.
They were like, we would line up in like I don't even know what our formations
rock
are called.
Lock.
No, five.
Don't give away too much, guys.
Five right and five left and all that. You know what I'm talking about? It's like 3-2.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Or like doubles Brown. Empty. Or doubles and they empty it.
No, yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, I don't know, yeah,
and then right. They were like, well, we don't know where to go. I mean, they got three weapons over to the right, and they got two more to the left. I mean, they can't cover the whole field.
Oh, my. Yeah, let's
and they were, like, so salty about it, too.
I mean, these boneheads, man. I mean, they, you know, our broadcast, you know, Mr. Westbrook, shout out, broadcasts our games. He's fair, you know. I mean, he just kind of dishes out what's happening. He doesn't really give opinions that much. I mean, he gets happy when we score, obviously, because he's part of Bryant. But, I mean, these Conway guys are just, like, I mean, I was watching their pregame show, and they were like, by the way, guys, do not watch this broadcast if you want Bryant to win, because nobody on this side wants Bryant to win. And it was just like, ha, 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 ha. Yeah. And then, I mean, it just felt good watching that, just knowing that we were killing them. And their moods, like there was these
completely
two guys,
changed.
Their moods completely changed as the game went on, and they were just like getting more and more sad. Their keynotes,
that was hilarious.
Their keynotes were to win special teams, be more physical than Bryant, and something else.
And they did none of that.
Yeah, none of that happened. You know, I mean, they were just like, you know, when you put your hand on the ground on Rock and Lock and you're all the way out there,
they
were like, well, there's Ratliff lining up in the slot. Oh, wait.
Flex.
He's putting his hand on the ground. What is he doing? And then that play, we threw it to him and got a first down. So it was like.
Like 30-yard run.
Yeah. And then, like, everything that, like, every little thing, you know, O-lineman had a good block. That's a hold. That should have been a hold. All that stuff. So it's just like, you know, I mean, I know the guy that runs it. He wasn't a part of the broadcast team, but he, like, runs it. He was in the pregame show. His son played on the team last year, and the one guy, the older guy on the broadcast that was talking, his son played on the team last year too. So, I mean, obviously they're going to be pretty biased. You know, we sent both of their sons home in the playoffs, which is a good feeling. But, I mean, we just got to keep playing as a team, man. I mean, listening to these guys talk is just great. Conley has
a little
pulled up.
Clip pulled up. Here you go. Here. Listen to this one.
Let's listen to it. Because, I mean, it was just like, come on, dude. No way you believe that.
It was on one of our inside or trap plays, and James runs 65 yards to the house. Listen to this one.
Oh, yeah.
Second and one. They give it to Martin. Martin hit behind the line. Ooh.
He just, like, dust everybody and watch him go.
I don't think anyone's going to catch him.
No one's going to catch him. We're so sad.
James Martin extending the lead for
Bryant.
Yeah,
they were like, he's just always open.
They just get silent, man. And
they just are like going to cry about it.
I mean, yeah, we were talking about, you know, Nick Miller got a pick. And, you know, and he was like, man, Nick Miller, big and tall linebacker. And the other guy goes, well, where are they not big and tall? I mean, that just comes from hard work. I mean, nobody else does it like us, especially in the weight room.
Oh, that's for sure.
We've fallen off the past couple of years, I feel like, with, like, the intensity. But, I mean, we're still all strong.
I mean,
intensity's definitely gone down without Coach J. But we're still strong. We're strong.
I would say we take our, like, intensity like other places. I think, like,
I
think we're definitely, like, we gain more muscle than, like, what, like, they did with Coach J.
Yeah, because
but
we
I will
were just
say
at, always punishing every day.
I will say at the same time, though, like, we're not hard as mentality-wise, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I'd say we're still strong. And that just comes from hard work, you know?
I mean,
and Buck James, and they were like, yeah, that's all Buck James. That's why they're big and strong and tall. It's all Buck James. I mean, yeah, it's part of, like, his program, but it's still, like, I mean, we bought in. I mean, Conway boys clearly didn't buy in their first year. So maybe they will eventually, but.
I mean, he didn't lift any weight. He didn't make a tackle.
He didn't run the ball
one time. He didn't make a block.
That was what our coaches were saying all week. They were like, is Buck James going to make a tackle?
That's what they said when he left.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like he doesn't have anything to do with the game, and it's just another game. And I know we were super happy after we won because it's a feel-good moment. But, you know, our coaches are right. We can't act like it's the Super Bowl. I mean, we are expected to win every game we play.
Yeah.
But, I mean, obviously, when the odds are doubting us, everybody had Conway to win. I think one group had us to win.
I don't know.
I remember someone told me one group. I mean, Hootens had us to lose. Prep Red Zone had us to lose.
Did you talk to Hootens during the game?
I talked to Hootens during the game.
Hootens had us to lose against Cabot.
Yeah. I mean, I was looking at the Hootens guy, and, you know, I mean, this is when it was 40 – I mean, the game was pretty much over. We scored one more time after this, but I was sitting there and I go, didn't you predict us to lose? He goes, it wasn't me, man. And I go, all right, well, tell Buddy to change it next time. And,
like,
I mean, that was
right
it.
Right beside him. And, like, just talking to the Hootens guy, acting like he was the one that did it.
Yeah.
Look, cameraman.
So, I mean, yeah.
Oh, and then the social media after was amazing.
Oh, talk about it. You know, Carter got, I mean, we got 120K views on a video that
24 hours.
Our boy Isaac made.
And Squid.
Yeah, shut up. He He made a video and a song with a rapper in it, and the rapper replied to it, I guess, and that got a lot of views.
That was cool. Oh, my gosh.
And then Ratliff, you know, got a little mixtape. It's 3 touchdowns. Let him cook now. Let him cook.
That one, that video has, I think, 20,000. And then Isaac's video has, I think, it's closing in on 20,000.
I mean, that's just crazy.
I mean, yeah. Get back.
Those are numbers. That get back. But separating aside from the Conway game, we got a you know, as y'all know, we missed a podcast like, what, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago? We were behind a podcast. I know that because we filmed it with Cairo, remember, and it didn't work out, so we had to film it later. So we missed like a couple weeks just because we were busy. And so this week we're bringing 2 pods for you guys.
Wow.
Yep. Clap
it's
it
getting
up.
Crazy.
Clap it up, baby. We got 2 pods this week. So this one, just strictly about the Conway game. Thursday, it's going to be a banger, boys. It's going to be we're gonna have a couple Bryant Hornets on the show. We're gonna ask me, Conley, and Berger, gonna give them some trivia questions.
That's right.
And see who's the smartest Bryant Hornet.
It's gonna be a little fun show.
Who give knows their history about the Bryant Hornets?
Give y'all a little something to listen to on your bye week.
You better do your studying, Carter, because Carter will be on there. Maybe we'll have a running back on here, or quarterback, maybe a DB or two. Great win, great weekend.
Shout out to the Bryant faithful for coming out to the game.
Yep. Little disclaimer. Matthew won the Powder Puff scrimmage. Actually, all that talk from Conley, and we 21-0'd his team. It was a mercy rule. 21-0 is a mercy rule. And we mercy ruled every team we played, and nobody scored against us, and we won the championship. So I just want to get that out of there from all that talk from weeks and weeks ago about, you know, who's winning Powder Puff. It was me. Conley's team actually gave us the most run.
Yeah, we don't care. So thank y'all guys for listening. We'll take y'all later.
All right, later, bye. Boys. Peace.